Hi, I'm Sarah from Radiance. I'm a creator, a therapist, an owner, a teacher, a mentor. Basically, I'm Radiance. I'm mostly a holistic therapist, and my aim is to help you relax more, stay calmer in a crazy world, find some clarity, and get the fun back in your life. This recording is the audio of the blog from the 12th of January 2022, titled, Is There an Issue with SMART Goals? New Year is the time when many reflect and take stock, a time to set intentions and goals for the coming year. Social media is littered with goal-setting quotes, mantras, affirmations, and the conversations often move to SMART goals. If you need a reminder, these goals are SMART specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. There are many interpretations of this. But does this modelling fit with health and well-being? It's a question I often wonder about, and it's one I'm becoming more intrigued. Breaking it down, having a goal gives us something to work to. It gives us something to be able to look back on and assess our progress and celebrate achievements. Great. Considering well health and well-being, I prefer to look at lifestyle changes that can be to obtain and maintain a healthier outlook and outcome. For me and my clients, it's often not a tangible goal, such as, it is March and I'm running in the local marathon. To achieve this, I've used a training program to help me feel confident to complete the successful run. Note, feel confident. This, I believe, is the key factor. It's how you feel. I've had many conversations with friends and clients about getting fitter. They say they want to lose weight to feel and look their best for their 2 weeks summer holiday. They join a gym. They take classes. They increase activity. They have treatments, they're prepping their hair, their skin, all is in top tip condition. However, the holiday comes and goes, along with all the effort they put in. They down tools, stop looking after their health and well-being, until the next holiday is organised and back on repeat. They don't see themselves as a yo-yo dieter, I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, but they are on repeating a similar pattern. I hear the disappointment in the voices when they talk about the effort each time. They don't enjoy the journey and see the end goal as that. And the end to their pain, effort, almost look forward to return to their sloth-like status. By the way, there's nothing wrong with sloths, and I really love them. But in a similar vein, clients who arrive in the therapy room with stress-related issues, poor sleep, lack of drive, tiredness, backache, find themselves in a time warp. They book a few treatments, get back on track. All good. Their goal was to sleep better within a period of time. Problem solved. The magic hands have done their job and they've achieved their goal. But did they? I see these clients return, sometimes after a break, anything from 3 to 12 months later. They're back to square one. The sleep issues are back, the backaches returned, and the general lack of energy reigns. Why is this? I believe they previously focused on one issue. They didn't look at the causes. It's not surprising. In society, we're always looking for a quick fix, the easy option, and a miracle that turns the damage caused by our well-being over the years of neglecting ourselves gets turned over with as little effort as possible. I often have conversations with clients about lifestyle changes, but until they're ready to make a real change, it's a continued repeat of proverbial sticking plaster. Clearly, as a therapist, I can treat and repeat, but ideally, I love it when a client wants to make a change. Looking into lifestyle, we can consider the factors causing the issue. In real terms, it's not goal setting, but a permanent change of health and well-being. So consider, how do you want to feel? Tired or full of energy? Sad or really happy? Angry and stressed or zen-like calm? Unwell or well? Short-term fixes or a lifestyle change? The choice is yours. Which do you want? The answer of the question, is there an issue with SMART goals? Is there maybe? It depends on what you're dealing with. But rather than aiming for that better holiday body, whatever the heck that is, I challenge you to make the aim for healthier you, where longevity, vigour, contentment and living life to the full every day, not just in short bursts. Are you up for the challenge?